And now with some more great household tips, it's the house whisperer, Christine McShane. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Oh, you know what? I'm great. I've just been enjoying the morning, as I like to do. It's very good. And I've been looking at my junk pile that's growing in the garage, and I thought I'd make a few things for Father's Day coming up this weekend.
Oh, good. Make some stuff for Dad out of junk.
Perfect, don't you think? It takes care of cleaning out the garage and giving him a gift at the same time.
Dad loves that stuff. So what have we got?
Well, actually, I've got three items that I came up with. One of them is actually a bar caddy, which I thought was actually a cool idea. And I took a light fixture base and a spindle and basically created a little toting carrier that you can take from the tabletop or the bar at parties, and it carries your wine corker, your bottle opener, your strainer, anything you need. And it's not feminine. It's something that he can take with him out to the barbecue, wherever he's going to have his beer with his mates.
Little manly bar caddy for Dad.
A manly bar caddy. That's very good. I'll call it that.
Thank you.
And then the other couple of things are just little items, because one of the things people struggle with, because, you know, men can be difficult, because otherwise they end up with loads of T-shirts or ties or, you know, a 12-pack of beer. And so I was trying to go to things that kind of make you see who your dad is. What is he about? Hmm. And so I got an old tackle box that I had found and some old lures and cemented those to the top of the box and sprayed it so it looks like a bronze kind of statue box thing. And it's just something that says, Dad, I know you like fishing, but here you are in the office. You can't go fishing, so put your seats in here. Or whatever it is, but it's all about, you know, cleaning it up, but it's sort of something fun. And, you know, Dad probably has some old lures and things sitting around. I took all the hooks out first.
Yeah, well, of course.
That,
yeah, you got to be
that
safe.
That would be key.
Safety first, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
It really is yard sales. You can't go anywhere on the weekends without seeing yard sales. So it's really easy to find stuff. And all you got to do is kind of look at it a little bit differently and kind of reapply it. And it's that new word that we've invented over the last couple of years called repurposing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come up with some really inventive things that Dad could use to keep his life clutter-free. You can take a tin can, for example, and stick golf tees or pencils or whatever all around the outside, and again, spray it with a metallic bronze. And I've seen those exact same things selling in Barnes & Noble for about $10 to $20.
Yeah.
And you can do it for a couple of bucks.
Well, we look forward to seeing more about this on the show tomorrow.
That's tomorrow morning at about 6:40.
Okay.
On Channel 12 and 24.
All right. Well, thank you so much for dropping by once again. We will always look forward to your next visit and all the great tips that you have.
Right. And if anybody has questions or anything that they would like to ask in relation to their own projects or thoughts or ideas that they have, they can go through Facebook and contact me there.